Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
And we have not sent you, but as a mercy to the world.
I want to be a servant of God like Muhammad.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Muhammad, Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Like Muhammad. I am Javed Akbari, and we are going to talk about Allama Tabatabai's Sunan al-Nabi. This is, of course, a book written by Allama Tabatabai, who is one of the great scholars. And Sunan al-Nabi is about the narrations of the Prophet and conducts and customs of the noble Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. The Quran is the book of guidance. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. In the religion of Islam, most of the actions and deeds, especially the acts of worship, are accompanied by some etiquette and special manners. There is a report from Ibn Abbas, who says that whenever the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, recited سَبِّحَ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى or chapter 87 of the Holy Quran, because this is the chapter Al-A'la, which begins with سَبِّحَ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. And whenever he recited this chapter, he would say سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى. Okay, he would say it when he recited this chapter. Now, this teaches us the adab, the etiquette of reciting the Holy Quran and reciting the different verses of the Holy Quran. We discussed in the previous episode that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, used to recite the Musabbihat. And he used to recite Surat Al-Mulk, Surat Alif Lam Mim, or Surah Sajda, which is Surah 32 of the Holy Quran. As I said, these are the surahs which the Holy Prophet recited every now and then, because he either liked those verses, or because there are secrets behind these verses, and there are tremendous rewards for reciting these verses, and that was why the Holy Prophet recited them. So let's go further ahead. When the Prophet recited سَبِّحَ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى, he would say سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى. Okay, and this tradition, this report has also been transmitted by Imam Ali alayhi salatu was salam. In Ad-Dur al-Manthur, written by Suyuti, there's a report from Abi Umama. Suyuti is a Sunni scholar, and he has written a book, a very well-known book, titled Ad-Dur al-Manthur. Now, there in this book, there is a report from Abi Umama, who said, I prayed with the Holy Prophet. Obviously, Abi Umama was one of the companions of the Holy Prophet. And he says that I prayed with the Holy Prophet after his last pilgrimage, Hajjatul Wada. And he used to frequently recite La Uqsimu Bi Yawmi Al-Qiyamah. Now, Surah Al-Qiyamah is Surah 75 of the Holy Quran. And when he recited this Surah of the Holy Quran, he would recite this also. أَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يُحْيَ الْمَوْتَىٰ. Is he not able to give life to the dead? This is also in the same Surah Al-Qiyamah, Surah 35. When he recited this Surah of the Quran in the very chapter, then he would immediately say, بَلَىٰ وَأَنَا عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Yes, indeed. And I am a witness to this. Now, this verse of the Holy Quran, أَلَيْسَ ذَلَكَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يُحْيَيَ الْمَوْتَىٰ, this is a question directed to the reader of the Holy Quran, that Is God not able to revive the dead or to give life to the dead?
To be with you.
اللهم صل على سيدنا المصطفى على حبيبك نبيك مصطفى. اللهم صل على سيدنا المصطفى
مصطفى.
If you understand this Quran, of course you will in your heart, you will admit and you will confess that of course God is the one who gives lives to the dead. God is the one who creates. God is the one who sustains. Now the Prophet, when he came and reached and when he recited this verse of the Holy Quran, he would say, Bala, indeed, wa ana ala dhalika min shahideen. I'm a witness to this. The verse is actually a reminder of the fact that God is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. He creates and He gives life. And He it is who takes back the life. هُوَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ فَإِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Chapter Al-Ghafir, Ayah 68, Chapter 40. هُوَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ فَإِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. He it is who gives life and brings death. So when he decrees an affair, he only says to it, be and it is. Okay? So there's no doubt as to the fact that it is Allah alone who gives life and who takes back the life. Okay? Now this is one of the code of conduct. This is one of the manners associated with the recitation of the Holy Quran, that when we recite the Holy Quran, we should understand it and we should confess it, we should acknowledge it with our heart and we should testify it. Of course, it's not obligatory to do all this, but it is recommendation. Adab is not always obligatory. Some of the adab are obligatory, some of the etiquettes are obligatory, others are recommended. Now there is also another report from Ibn Abbas. Ibn Abbas was also one of the companions of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who said when the Holy Prophet would recite the ayah, وَنَفْسِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا, and the soul and he who made it perfect, then he inspired it, understand what is right and what is wrong. When the Holy Prophet recited this verse, وَنَفْسِ وَمَا سَوَاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا, he would stop and then say, اللَّهُمَّ آتِ نَفْسِي تَقْوَاهَا وَزَكَّاهَا أَنْتَ خَيْرٌ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا أَنْتَ وَلِيُّهَا وَمَوْلَاهَا. O Allah, give my soul piety and God consciousness and purify it, for you are the best of those who purify it. You are its Lord and Master. Okay? So, to put it in a nutshell, to make a long story short, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, when he recited this verse of chapter 40, verse 68, okay, he would say, when he recited, هُوَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ, when he recited, وَنَفْسِ وَمَا سَوَاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا, then he would say, اللَّهُمَّ آتِ نَفْسِي تَقْوَاهَا. O Allah, give my soul piety. وَزَكَّاهَا أَنْتَ خَيْرٌ مَنْ زَكَاهَا, and you purify it because you are the best of those who purify it. أَنْتَ وَلِيُّهَا وَمَوْلَاهَا, you are it is Lord and you are it is Master. Okay? So the Prophet, peace be upon him, would testify to whatever Allah, the Almighty, said to says or in the Holy Quran. He would acknowledge by confirming it, by testifying to it. And of course, the Holy Prophet would do this while he was in Salah. Okay, this is what we read in Sunan al-Nabi, written by Allama Tabatabai. May Allah bless his soul. Inshallah, we will further discuss this, the adab of reciting the Holy Quran, in the following episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad.